Binance partners with Stop the Traffic to Fight Trafficking. Crypto Binance said it has partnered with the nonprofit Stop the Traffic to gain specialist intelligence and staff training for detecting crypto activity tied to human trafficking and child exploitation. The announcement, shared on July 24, 2026, frames the tie-up as a way to sharpen how the exchange spots the financial footprints these crimes leave on-chain. The partnership is narrow in scope, but specific in intent. Stop the Traffic is an anti-trafficking organization that studies how criminal networks recruit, move, and profit from victims. Binance's compliance and investigations teams get access to that domain knowledge, plus training designed to help analysts recognize the transaction patterns that separate exploitation-linked funds from ordinary trading and payments. The pattern problem behind trafficking finance. Trafficking money rarely announces itself. It moves through the same rails as legitimate activity, often in small amounts, layered across many wallets and cash-out points. An exchange looking at raw transfers sees numbers, not context. The value a group like Stop the Traffic adds is the context, which routing behaviors, timing patterns, and cash-out geographies tend to correlate with coercion and forced labor rather than normal commerce. That is the core of the deal. Blockchain analytics can trace where funds go, but interpreting whether a cluster of transfers reflects a trafficking operation still needs human expertise about how these crimes actually work. Pairing on-chain tracing with subject matter intelligence is meant to lower the false negative rate, the cases that slip through because no one recognized the shape of the money. Compliance is the real product. For an exchange the size of Binance, investigations are not a side function. Anti-money laundering obligations, sanction screening, and law enforcement cooperation are the price of operating across dozens of jurisdictions, and the intensity of that work has climbed as regulators tightened expectations. A partnership aimed at a specific harm category fits a broader pattern across the industry, where large platforms increasingly bring in outside specialists rather than building every capability in-house. It also lands in a period when crypto firms are being held to sharper compliance standards. In the UK, new rules put crypto businesses at risk of severe penalties for failing to identify wallets linked to illicit activity. Pakistan recently stood up a dedicated crypto crime unit focused on money laundering. Against that backdrop, an exchange investing in better detection of the worst abuse categories is both a genuine safety step and a signal to regulators that it takes the mandate seriously. None of this changes how ordinary users interact with Binance day to day. The work happens in the background, inside compliance systems most customers never see. The practical effect, if it works as intended, is fewer trafficking-linked accounts operating undetected and more usable intelligence handed to investigators and law enforcement. On-chain transparency cuts both ways. The uncomfortable truth for criminals is that public blockchains keep a permanent record. The same transparency that privacy advocates worry about is what makes this kind of detection possible at all. Cash leaves no ledger. A stablecoin transfer does, and once an analyst flags a wallet, its entire history and forward flow become traceable. That permanence is why exchange-level detection matters so much. Most illicit crypto eventually needs an off-ramp to become spendable money, and centralized exchanges are the choke point where identity checks apply. A well-trained investigations desk at a major off-ramp can interrupt flows that would be invisible on a peer-to-peer or minimal verification path. Improving detection at that choke point is arguably the highest leverage place to act. The announcement did not include metrics, a timeline, or details on how results will be measured or reported. Binance described the collaboration in terms of intelligence access and training rather than a formal reporting framework, so the scale of its impact is not yet possible to assess from the disclosure alone.